Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Of a ceasefire agreement in Gaza is now in effect. More hostages released today in exchange for Palestinian prisoners held in Israel. ABC's Ian Pendle's in Tel Aviv's Hostage Square, where hostage families rallied every week for more than a year.
Incredibly emotional scenes in Hostages Square today. People were cheering, people were clapping, people were chanting, get them all out.
Meanwhile, a source in the Gaza Interior Ministry telling ABC News that more than 550 humanitarian aid trucks have entered through checkpoints since the ceasefire began this morning, a massive increase. Despite an international outage intentional from TikTok and then an announcement reinstating the app to U.S. users and crediting President-elect Trump, internet service providers and app stores still seem to be complying with a new law that bans their allowing the download and updating of the Chinese-owned app in the U.S. Trump said he will pause the ban. This is ABC News. Firefighters made some progress on the Palisades fire Saturday in Los Angeles, crediting the low clouds and good humidity levels for getting the containment at 43%, up from 39% Friday. Also good news out of Altadena, California on the Eaton fire, 73% contained, but dry weather and another Santa Ana wind event expected. Fire analyst Dennis Burns with an update during the Altadena community meeting.
The red flag warning has been issued by Oxnard. We're on track to see those winds ramp up Monday afternoon through the evening, probably strongest overnight.
The National Weather Service reporting some isolated wind gusts could reach 50 to 60 miles per hour. 2024 saw a historic drop in homicides and other violent crimes compared to the year before. That from a report on U.S. crime numbers from the Chicago Crime Lab. Some cities saw small decreases, including New York, which had 14 fewer homicides, but others had large decreases, including Philadelphia. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Hi, my name is Brittany Penfield, and I'm the 4-year-old kindergarten teacher at the Ithaca School District. I, along with other Ithaca staff, want to give a warm welcome to families interested in having their child attend Ithaca Public Schools. We will be holding our annual developmental and 4K screening event, which gives school staff an opportunity to meet future students and address any possible concerns that families may have about their child's development. To be eligible to participate in the screening, children must turn 3 years old or 4 years old on or before September 1st, 2025. Our screening days will be held on Thursday, January 23rd and Friday, January 24th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ithaca Elementary School. Parents and guardians may register their child online and sign up for a screening appointment for their child by following two links located on the Ithaca Public Schools Facebook page regarding screening. When arriving for a screening appointment, families will enter through the main office doors and be directed to our screening locations. While children are working with our school staff, parents will learn how they can help their child to be prepared for school and receive information about community resources for young children. Each screening appointment will take approximately 1.5 hours. If parents or guardians have any questions about registration or signing up for an appointment, please call Brittany Penfield, 4K teacher, at 608-585-2311, extension 513, or emailing brittany@ithaca.k12.wi.us. Additional information and forms will be sent to families prior to the screening date. We look forward to meeting our future Bulldogs.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's 5:04 and 3 degrees below zero. This news update is sponsored by TC Auto Works, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive pricing. Well, there's a cold weather advisory for most of our area until noon on Tuesday. We could see wind chill values of 35 below zero. Mostly clear, bitter cold tonight with a low temperature of 9 below. Only 1 tomorrow, Monday night, 15 below. Currently, we're at -3. Your news is next.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-6000.
1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
From the WRCO-FM newsroom, I'm Adam Hess. While being booked into the Iowa County Jail, a suspect violently attacked an officer on Thursday. Iowa County Sheriff Michael Peterson reports that Niles Cox, 30 of North Freedom, attacked a female corrections officer without provocation. The unprovoked assault resulted in additional charges of battery to law enforcement officers and attempted escape. He says the corrections officer involved in the incident demonstrated exceptional professionalism and courage in the face of danger. The corrections officer was treated and released from Upland Hills Health the day of the incident. Over several days, Niles Cox had multiple contacts with law enforcement. These contacts include an arrest for operating while intoxicated first offense on Wednesday morning at 3:15, was released early evening hours the same day. Criminal charges from the Dodgeville Police Department for taking a motor vehicle without the owner's consent, criminal damage to property and attempted theft of a motor vehicle that took place Thursday morning around 7:20, and an additional charge from the Barneville Police Department for operating a motor vehicle without the owner's consent and criminal damage to property around 8 a.m. Thursday. At 8:35 that same morning, Niles Cox was apprehended in the township of Arena by Iowa County Sheriff's deputies for the Dodgeville and Barneville charges, which brought him to the Iowa County Jail. Additional charges may be coming from the Iowa County District Attorney's Office. Niles Cox had a bond hearing in Iowa County Circuit Court on Friday and was given a $60,000 cash bond. Niles Cox will have an initial court appearance on Thursday in Iowa County Circuit Court. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report on Saturday afternoon approximately 12:39 of a disturbance at 5th Street and East Wisconsin Street in the city of Avoca. The Avoca Police Department, Iowa County Sheriff's deputies, and the Department of Natural Resources responded to the scene. As a result of the incident, Daniel G. Connor, 59 of Avoca, was arrested on charges of disorderly conduct, domestic, and strangulation and suffocation. Connor was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where he remains in custody. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is encouraging homeowners and schools to test their properties for radon this month in honor of National Radon Action Month. Radon is one of the leading causes of lung cancer in non-smokers and is a naturally occurring colorless and odorless gas. Health officials estimate that 1 in 10 homes in the state of Wisconsin have radon levels above EPA standards. DHS officials are also reminding residents that their local radon information center may be offering reduced-cost kits throughout January. Strong winds fueling a fast-moving fire in Southern California has caused more than 100,000 people to evacuate their homes. For those seeking to help those in need, the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau Wise Giving Alliance offers the following tips to give thoughtfully. Make sure the charity is trustworthy. While disaster fundraising has not yet fully emerged for this tragedy, donors might check with the following BBB-accredited charities to help start their selection of organizations offering to help: American Red Cross, Direct Relief, Global Giving, and the Salvation Army. Look for specific fire relief activities in appeals. Be wary of relief appeals that have vague program descriptions and do not explain what activities your support will assist. Watch out for clickbait and phishing scams. Online giving scams tend to pop up after a disaster to take advantage of public sympathy. Don't click on email, text, or social media links promising to connect you to a familiar charity. Instead, go directly to that charity's website or social media on your own. Review crowdfunding requests. Some crowdfunding sites take precautions in carefully screening, vetting, and managing postings after a disaster or tragedy, while others might not. If unsure, review the procedures described on the site and also find out about transaction fees and other specifics. Verify charity registration. About 40 of the 50 states require charities to annually register. Check with your state's Office of the Attorney General or Secretaries of State Office. Understand the phases of disaster relief. Most disasters go through three periods of activity: rescue, relief, and recovery. Each phase involves different activities and support. If you would like to give, a link can be found at civicmedia.us. Donations made there will go to Convoy of Hope, a 501c3 tax-exempt organization, and is one of Forbes' top charities. Donations to Convoy of Hope are tax deductible. And the American Red Cross urges donors to make an appointment to give life-saving blood or platelets to help keep the blood supply strong this winter to keep critical blood products on the shelves for patients in need. The threat of severe winter weather and an active cold and flu season may prevent people from keeping donation appointments. During National Blood Donor Month, the Red Cross celebrates those who generously roll up a sleeve to help save lives and urges those who are feeling well to make and keep donation appointments to help the blood supply stay on track throughout the winter. Four blood drives will be held this week. One will be Monday from noon to 5 at the Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. A blood drive will also be held Wednesday from 10 to 3 at the Delton Fire Department in Lake Delton. Two blood drives will be held Friday. The first one will be from 9 to 3 at Sauk County Public Health in Baraboo. The second going on from noon to 4 at the Messianic Christian Fellowship in Black Earth. To book a time to give, visit redcrossblood.org. You can download the Red Cross Blood Donor app or simply call 1-800-RED-CROSS. You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit Facebook.com/WRCO AM FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM. It's time for today's vital statistics for Sunday, January 19th, 2025, from WRCO News. Robert J. Gasper, 86, of Lone Rock, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Monday morning at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery, Spring Green. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Monday from 9 a.m. until the time of the service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Robert J. Gasper, 86, of Lone Rock. Marcia L. Ressler, 63, of Rock Springs, died unexpectedly Tuesday at home. Funeral services will be held Monday afternoon at 1 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Lime Ridge. Friends may call at the church on Monday from 10 a.m. until the time of the service at 1 p.m. The Farber Funeral Home of Reedsburg is assisting the family. Marcia L. Ressler, 63, of Rock Springs. Kenneth Theed Sr., 100, of Richland Center and formerly of Muscadet, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Wednesday morning at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 4 until 7, and again Wednesday morning from 10 o'clock until the time of the service at 11. To honor Kenneth's enjoyment of the Brewers and Packers, the family requests you wear Brewers and Packers clothing to the visitation. The family requests memorials be directed to St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Richland Center, St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Muscadet, or the Muscadet Food Pantry. Kenneth Theed Sr., 100, of Richland Center and formerly of Muscadet. Ellen M. Marty, 85, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly Tuesday at UW Health University Hospital. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday, January 29th at 11 a.m. at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church, Richland Center. Burial will be held later this spring at the Lloyd Cemetery. Friends may call at the church on Wednesday, January 29th, from 10 a.m. until the time of the Mass at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Ellen M. Marty, 85, of Richland Center. Marty Brewer, 77, of Richland Center, died Thursday at Meritor Hospital in Madison from complications due to his battle with lung cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, February 1st, from 1 to 3:30 p.m. at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center, with a time of sharing to be held at 3:30. In lieu of flowers or donations, the family requests that you play a round of golf this summer and think of Marty when you do. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Marty Brewer, 77, of Richland Center. William D., known as Bill Peters, 89 of Richland Center, died Thursday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. A celebration of life is being planned for a later date. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. William D. Bill Peters, 89 of Richland Center. Mike Maley, 74 of Avoca, died Saturday at the Gunderson Hospital in La Crosse. Per Mike's wishes, no formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Mike Maley, 74 of Avoca.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Hey there, I hope you're having a great Sunday. This is WRCO meteorologist Douglas Schumacher. Well, the main weather headline here this weekend and heading into the first part of the week is that it's cold. That is the easiest way to say it. We have an Arctic air mass over the upper Midwest. It's going to be staying here through at least Tuesday. And so temperatures overnight tonight are likely to drop a little bit further than they did last night. And we're looking at wind chills bottoming out around 25 to 30 below tonight. And probably just a bit cooler yet on Monday night, as temperatures will fall even further to about 15 below, allowing wind chills to get down into the 30 to 35 below range. Now, with that, we still will be seeing plenty of sunshine both on Monday and Tuesday, but it's going to be cold, so make sure you bundle up and take care of yourself. Stay warm as we continue with this Arctic outbreak. Now, as we head into the second part of the week, things will be changing as we'll have some weather systems coming through. Most notably on Wednesday, there'll be a decent shot at some light snow showers. We're looking at pretty light accumulations at this point, but high temperatures will be back into the 20s, and those lingering snow showers ending on Thursday, just a mix of sun and clouds into Friday, and temperatures turning even warmer yet on Saturday. Believe it or not, high temperatures near the freezing mark. A cold weather advisory remains in effect for most of the area through noon on Tuesday, with those wind chills of 25 to 35 below during the overnights into the early morning hours. Your forecast for this evening, skies becoming mostly clear, turning bitter cold overnight with a low of 9 below, winds from the northwest 5 to 12. On Monday, partly cloudy and frigid once again with a high of 1 above, winds from the northwest 10 to 16. Monday night, a few clouds and dangerously cold with a low of 15 below, winds from the west-northwest around 10. On Tuesday, a lot of sunshine but still brutally cold with a high of 1 above, winds from the west around 10. Looking ahead to Wednesday, mostly cloudy and breezy, 40% chance of light snow showers, low of 5 below, high of 23. On Thursday, mostly cloudy and seasonal, a few lingering snow showers possible early, low of 12, high of 25. On Friday, mixed skies and cool, low of 9, high of 25. And on Saturday, partly sunny and somewhat warmer, with a low of 16 and a high of 32. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Douglas Schumacher. Stay warm this week.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Well, definitely no heat waves in the area today. We did receive a high of 3 degrees above zero. We have since moved back down to minus 4. and our morning low was 8 below zero. The high yesterday was 29. The record high in 1981 was 49. The record low, 38 below in 1994. 1 year ago, 9 was the high and 1 above the low. The sun will rise tomorrow morning at 7:28. Again, the barometric pressure is at 30.27, fairly steady from earlier today. The northeast wind up to 8 miles per hour, giving us a wind chill of 18 below. And we have mostly clear skies. The barometric pressure, as mentioned, that's on the rise a bit now, 30.27. The high yesterday, 29. The morning low, 8 below. Today's high, 3 above. Our current temperature under mostly clear skies, we're at 4 below zero.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
WRCO-FM Radio Sports brought to you tonight by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. We'll have a look back at high school basketball in the area, girls and boys playing yesterday, and a wrap-up from the Ithaca Weston Wrestling Invitational Tournament. We'll bring Bill Twining into the studio.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
With a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com, I'm Adam Hess. In boys basketball locally from yesterday, Holman defeated Rochester Lord 74-65, Caledonia over Mount Horeb 70-59. Barneveld 61, Prairie du Chien 39, Platteville 20 better than Edgewood, 81-61. Also from the boys' side of things, West Salem over Toma, 83-57. A couple of girls basketball scores. Prairie du Chien over Barneveld, 48-40. It was a win for Monona Grove over Reedsburg, 61-48. And Oregon, 68. Mount Horeb, 53. Well, it was wrestling going on at Weston all day long as Ithaca Weston hosted an invitational with more, including the Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Here's WRCO's Bill Twining.
The annual Ithaca Weston Wrestling Tournament was held Saturday at Weston High School. 12 teams were involved in the event, which was canceled a year ago by a snowstorm. Good weather prevailed in 2025, as did the Holman Varsity Reserves, which won the event with 208.5 points, while first-time entrant Oosterberg finished second with 197 and led the way with 4 individual champions. Riverdale also made its first appearance at Ithaca Weston, a memorable one, boasting 3 titleists and finishing third with 163.5 points. Royal Waniwak Center took fourth with 132.5, with Verona and 6th place Ithaca Weston close behind with 128 and 126, respectively. Richland Center placed 7th with 106 points. Defending champion Parkview Albany fell to 8th place with 98. Rounding out the scoring were Cambridge, the Eau Claire North Varsity Reserves, River Ridge, and Wisconsin Dells. Individual highlights came from the tournament's most valuable wrestler, Ethan Haiti of Richland Center, and from 3 championships won by the Riverdale Chieftains. Haiti was one of 2 individuals to win his 2nd title at Ithaca Weston when he bested Holman sophomore Brock Needham 6-3 in overtime at 126 pounds. Needham had finished 1 spot ahead of Haiti at the Bi-State Classic 3 weeks ago, although the two never met during the tournament. The other repeat champion was Wesley Egan of Parkview, Albany, who took the top spot at 215 pounds. Both Egan and Haiti are not only two-time champions at the Ithaca Weston tournament, but also two-time place winners at the state meet. Riverdale had three champions and all were dominant. Junior Brody Meese had five pins on the day, including one in the finals at 138 pounds. Senior Talon Childs returned to the lineup with five first-period pins and swept to victory in the 190-pound weight class. Junior Grant Matthews had four pins, including one in 5 seconds, one in 9 seconds, and then one in the finals over Ethan McIntosh of Verona, the son of UW Athletic Director Chris McIntosh. Also winning titles Saturday were Slater Valley of Parkview, Albany, Carson Bremer of Verona, three wrestlers from the Holman Varsity Reserves, Rex Lancaster, Nathan Henderson, and Camden Thiel, and four more from Oostburg, Rigoberto Telez, Connor Mentink, Liam Richards, and Noah Banco. Here's how things went for the local teams. Ithaca Weston had four runners-up, Carrick Thompson, Ashton Bennett, Nolan Waldner, and Caden Coleman. Derek Franzen was fourth in his weight class, while freshman Deacon McDonough won his fifth-place match, and freshman Reed Wabshaw and sophomore Ben Otto both won seventh-place bouts. Richland Center had the tournament's most valuable wrestler and champion, Ethan Haiti. Freshman Caden Stibbe and senior Mason Jelinek each won third-place matches, while Braden Kleppe placed fourth at 285. Sophomore Brock Barrett and junior Ethan Bindle won bouts for fifth place, and freshman Blake Muller placed sixth at 144. Riverdale was led by three champions in senior Talon Childs and juniors Brody Meese and Grant Matthews. Sophomore Lakota Brewer also reached the finals and placed second at 132 pounds. Freshman James Schramm and Wyatt McGuire each won third-place matches. Freshman Wyatt Schramm and senior Chase McGuire each finished fourth. And a pair of teammates registered pins in winning matches for fifth place, seniors Caden Currier and Gavin Mirabelli, who won three matches returning to action for the first time since December of 2022. Royal Waniwak Center had two men in the finals and saw both Brendan Rick and Samson Degner finish second. Jackson Bender, Emerson Murray, and Trenton Fye all placed third for Royal Waniwak Center, and freshman Easton Wopat finished fourth at 126. Saturday's tournament also saw the establishment of the Ithaca Weston Wrestling Hall of Fame, which also was delayed 1 year by last January snowstorm. Enshrined in the Hall of Fame Saturday were coaches Jim Albaugh and Steve Waterman, state champions Mark Fosterling and Sam Brandt, and eight others who wrestled in the WIAA state tournament during their days at either Ithaca or Weston: Lyle Wilds, Jim Brickle, Don Willis, John Sumwalt, Bob Lewis, Donald Koenig, Bill Larson, and John Fosterling. Reporting for WRCO Sports and David Wormand, I'm Bill Twining.
A special thank you going out to WRCO's Bill Twining as well as David Wormand, not only for yesterday's activity reports from the tournament, but that report as well. And John Blackwell put in 28 points, and number 24 Wisconsin defeated USC 84-69 to extend their winning streak to 7 games. Max Klesman added 18. Nolan Winter put in 13 for Bucky. The Badgers are 15-3 overall and 5-2 in Big Ten play, and their average margin of victory is 16.1 points during that winning streak. USC, which had won its last 2 games, led for only 49 seconds on Saturday.
Court & Main offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing & Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.
you can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit Facebook.com/WRCO AM FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO FM.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone.
100.9 WRCO. Stars are gonna light up a midnight sky. The sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July.
time as the years gone wasting on the songs you'll never play. The notebooks full of sorrows, you hide them all away. It's the day spent dreaming on the leaps you'll never take. The steps you haven't taken when you reach your final days. I guess time, good fortune, and love are all the same. You always think there's more till they fade away. So don't hold out on cleaning up the messes that you made. Cause your pride won't be worth more than another day when they fade away.
Superficial conversation, cause our God is always up. I'm not ready to give up on us yet. One last hurrah, it might just do the trick. Baby, it's
I said goodbye. I remember how she called me and said she'd stay forever true. Back then the future looked so rosy, but tonight it's looking mighty blue. Oh, me, oh, my sweet baby said goodbye. Oh, no one else can make her pass my mind. Oh, we had something good, so tell me why she would. Oh, and make me cry. I don't know what I didn't give her that she gets from someone new. I only know how much I miss her. Wish she hadn't broke my heart in two. Oh, me, oh, my sweet baby said goodbye. Oh, no one else can make a place in my life. Oh, we had something good, so tell me why she would go and make me cry. Oh, me, oh, my sweet baby said goodbye. Oh, me, oh, my sweet baby said goodbye. Oh, no one else can make her place in my life. We had something good, so tell me why she would go and make me cry. Oh, me, oh, my baby said goodbye.
And we're
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, NAPA has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at NAPA. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at NAPA Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscoville. NAPA know-how.
Hello, this is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscatine. Thinking about your loved one's funeral leaves most people feeling a little uneasy, but pre-planning funerals offers great emotional and even financial security for you and your family. With pre-planning, families find comfort in knowing that the funeral reflects what their loved one wanted. It also gives them peace of mind not having to make important decisions at a stressful time.
WRCO 100.9.
I got a feeling I can't hide. It's true, just between me and you. Started in my heart and hadn't stopped yet.
Together in all my dreams, how would we touch? It's too
They say love is more precious than gold. It can't be bought and it can't be sold. I'm doing just fine.
I'm ready.